How much free speech students may enjoy is being tested in a high school in Connecticut. A student there was disciplined for speaking out. He says he was protesting the presence of McDonald's at a school assembly. School administrators say the First Amendment has nothing to do with it. The teenager was being disruptive during a school event. NPR's Madeline Brand reports from Stonington, Connecticut.
15-year-old Tristan Kading loves a fight, an ideological fight, that is, according to one of his teachers, Jay Macko.
He's a revolutionary type. He sees himself that way. He's a person of, you know, strong convictions, and he's not afraid to express them.
Just finishing up his sophomore year, Tristan is already a seasoned protester. On the weekends, he and his friends go to anti-police brutality rallies and anti-racism demonstrations. They hate large corporations and they support animal rights. In fact, Tristan is a dedicated vegetarian. And so you can imagine what went through his mind when one day last month he walked into a mandatory assembly hosted by McDonald's.
I think this is disgraceful. Why is this happening? It's a public school. It's not a place for fostering brand awareness. And I knew it was time for me to take a stand.
At the hour-long assembly, the students were given free meal coupons if they filled out job applications. They were shown a corporate video, and then a McDonald's representative asked if she could have volunteers to engage in mock job interviews. Tristan raised his hand.
She asked me to tell her about myself. I said, I hate large corporations like McDonald's. She said, that won't get you a job at McDonald's. I said, good, I don't want to work for a company that falsely advertises their products as being vegetarian to vegetarians and Hindus.
He was referring to the recent controversy over McDonald's cooking its French fries in beef fat. But before Tristan could go on, he was told to hand over the microphone and go straight to Principal Stephen Murphy's office.
He made this into a mockery. The woman was humiliated. The value of the mock interview was negligible because of what he did during it. So it minimized the effect of the assembly on students.
Murphy says McDonald's was at the school to give career guidance.
We're talking about sophomores possibly getting a summer job, how to fill out an application, how to, in this case, how not to act in an interview.
A valuable educational exercise, he says, that was ruined by Tristan's outburst. And so he had Tristan write two apologies, one to the woman from McDonald's and the other to the entire school, which Tristan was told to read over the school's public address system.
I was stunned because I'd never heard of a punishment like this.
Elizabeth Kading is Tristan's mom.
I was shocked by the whole thing. I was like surprised that they had this assembly, that it was mandatory, and that the punishment was so severe.
Elizabeth Kading says her son's free speech rights were violated. But Principal Murphy says Tristan could have expressed himself in a more appropriate venue, like the school newspaper.
I was doing my job. Principals of high schools are put in place to help students not only academically but socially, and to know the responsible thing to do, how to act in certain situations.
In other words, how to behave. And on that day, the principal's interest in preserving order collided with the student's desire to express himself. It was a clash that could have been avoided, says Jay Macko, Tristan's American Cultural Studies teacher.
What would have been nice, I think, at that point is if we could have stopped the interview between Tristan and the girl that day and say, okay, let's talk about these issues, you know. And then you have a learning environment, then you have kids who can make up their own minds, and you certainly wouldn't have had that humiliation thing going on.
Ironically, the day of the assembly, Macko was teaching his class about revolutionary heroes, Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine, and he says Tristan comes from that tradition of dissent. Tristan says the experience has only made him more committed to his ideas, and he says he would do it all over again in a minute.
Except I wouldn't apologize to anyone because I did the right thing.
His action seems to have had at least one tangible effect. The Stonington School Board has begun to debate how much, if any, corporate presence should be allowed on school grounds. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Stonington, Connecticut.